Hey everyone, I'm Katie Ganaway. Arts Underground continues its theme on film for March with our special guest today, Alex Gibson. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. And first and foremost, I want to know, are you a Huntsville native?
No, I'm from Kentucky.
Did you pick up a camera first in Kentucky or here in Huntsville?
Here.
Here. Okay, yeah. Tell me more about that experience.
Long story short, I've always been into creative writing, that sort of thing, all my life. And I thought I would be a journalist or a writer when I grew up, but I didn't become an engineer. But I ended up taking a class at Dynetics when I worked at Dynetics called basically videography. And I was already interested in camera and doing stuff with my phone, making little movies. Got the opportunity to write and direct a short film as part of that little class. And that's when I found out that there was a film community here. And I submitted our short film to the Rocket City Short Film Festival that I didn't even know existed at that time. Then we ended up winning second place and just never went back.
Who was your mentor?
A gentleman named Alex White that taught the class. I guess you would say he was my first mentor. But after that, it's pretty much just the community, really, is kind of my mentor. I mean, we just getting out there learning and collaborating with people. There are so many people, I can't pick one name.
And since then, you've created several projects and gotten involved in several projects. You mentioned the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the film co-op. You also have Local Color. You also have the comic expo that you do the film race for. Can you talk about a little bit about each of those projects?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on. So the film co-op is a co-op that's been around since 1977. The Alabama Filmmakers Co-op is the longest running filmmakers co-op in the filmmaking organization, I believe, in the state of Alabama. And I basically inherited that from Don Tingle, who was running that prior to me coming on board. And they host the Rocket City Short Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
which will have the 20th annual Rocket City Short Film Festival, the third longest film festival in the state behind Sidewalk and George Lindsay.
Okay.
And so that'll be in October. So I've already taken film submissions for that. Yes, we have a film race, a 72-hour film competition that is every April time frame. It always coincides with the Huntsville Comic and Pop Culture Expo, and it's part of that event. So we will have an event kickoff 3 weeks from today, actually, where 10 or 15 or 20 teams will, depending on how many we get signed up, will go and compete. They'll have 3 days to basically write, shoot, and edit and turn that into us. And then we'll show that at the expo on Friday the 24th. So outside of that, I have co-owned a few different companies over the years. iBite Films was our first one that we did with RJ Ortiz and myself. He was the camera guy, I was more of a director. We started a short film back in, gosh, in 2015, 2016 time frame. And then we started a company, CinePros, that we had for a few years. And now we've kind of went our separate ways for different reasons. And so my wife and I have started Local Color, which is mainly we just want to focus on local, mm-hmm. musicians and businesses for, documentaries and music videos and things like that. So, but yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different people here locally and regionally with narrative films, short films, feature films, music videos, commercials, and just anything we can do to tell a story.
What's your sort of advice to budding filmmakers in Huntsville or the Tennessee Valley as a whole?
Okay. In general, just get out there and do it. The very first short film that I had the opportunity to write and direct only had one line. And there was no audio, pretty much. We just had music. So it gave me a chance to tell a story visually, and I just did it. So then I would kind of build on that. So I'd try to learn something different. Like, okay, let me direct a film that has more dialogue, tell a deeper story. But just get out there and do it. And don't be afraid to, like everything else, you got to you got to practice. If you're out there trying to play golf, you can't just think about how you're going to swing that club, mm-hmm. you know, time and again. You have to swing it. You have to miss many, many times before you finally hit that ball. You got to learn how to correct your swing. Same thing with filmmaking. What's a little different with filmmaking is that it's a team sport. You know, that is something I strongly advise anybody getting into this industry. It's the same thing with music, right? Is you've got to learn to collaborate and be with other people. And, you know, there's so many different personalities out there. There's so many different ways to do things. Nothing is really wrong or right. Mm-hmm. But find the group that works with you and try to learn to be a team player. And learn from your mistakes. Keep moving forward.
You said it's a team sport, and that makes me wonder, how do you personally select a team for your films? Like, when you're ready to go shoot that film, you know you need a crew.
Yeah, that can be tough. I was very fortunate that, like I said, I was in a class with Dan Erickson. That's where I met RJ. Mm-hmm. Find one person to start with. I've seen a lot of film groups, production teams, that really just have two people, and I've seen them grow over the years. So, Cole Johnson and Ethan Winslet was part of War Torn Productions, and I would follow them. They would enter into the film festival, and I've seen them for years. Like, they would just have many videos they did with just the two of them, and I guess they brought in actors, but it basically with the two of them. Now they've kind of, well, they've went their separate way because one's moved to New York and the other one's still here, but the point is they kind of grew and expanded on that. So find someone that you trust that you can work with as one person to start with and just kind of build from there. Find people who want to act in your film, and then maybe you can start building a collaboration there. Mm-hmm. As far as finding resources, there are a lot of different local groups here in town. I mean, I would strongly urge to check out the Alabama Filmmakers Co-op, and we have a monthly meeting that, you know, we've been kind of slow starting this year, but hopefully in April on, we'll have a monthly meeting pretty much. Mm-hmm. We'll just have free workshops and networking. People can get together and meet other filmmakers.
And I saw in the film credits, your wife has done hair and makeup, a demon voice.
Yes. You noticed that,
multi-talented.
Huh?
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. It was a short film we did called Match. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to spoil that for anybody who wants to watch it. But, I mean, I needed something to make a demon voice, and she did the voice, and I kind of played with it and edit and just, you know, tried to work with it. But that was, mm-hmm. she got a kick out of playing that part.
Your team, your personal team, is your wife. Who else? Do you have, like, some people who have been with you since the beginning, or?
Yeah, I mean, I would say RJ Ortiz. He's been my camera guy, close collaborator, great friend. Has always helped me with, we both took turns writing scripts and things like that. There's just a lot of people in the community that I can just count on to be present, like Mike Bird and Ryan Sims and Mike Moore is a good photographer that's always good for having a BTS, like behind the scenes. A lot of different actors, there's so many names that come to mind. Jay Spencer has been a big help. He has a studio in Huntsville, but he's recently in the process of opening up. Mm-hmm. It kind of gives it's in downtown Huntsville, well, South Huntsville, I'm sorry, not downtown, but by Rosie's in South Parkway. And so it's the place that hopefully will be upstream where people can come in and have a studio to do the filmmaking and all that. So there's been a lot of people supporting. Don Tingle has always been a great supporter, just more support in providing, you know, the baseline for all of us to get together.
Do you have a story that stands out in your memory of filmmaking that was just silly or crazy or scary or anything?
We did a music video for the same band, Homesick. We went to Winfield, Alabama, and so one of our partners was in charge of ordering foods. The high school was shot in. I was very gracious to let us use that. But we said, hey, we'll feed all the kids, and it changed for that. So we had one kid that was kind of helping as a volunteer. So we ordered, I don't remember how many pizzas, because we had like 40 or 50 people there. And so ordered a lot of pizza. And then the kid was like, oh, you know, we need more pizza. So he ordered pizza. And then my partner ordered pizza, so we ended up like with way too much pizza. That, you know,
what did you probably, do with all that pizza, Alex?
It was crazy. but a lot of things we've learned over the years is like trying to make sure, we kind of budget out the food cost,
right.
Make sure we figure out how we're going to pack things in. The idea of doing all these things with a set dressing is great, but, you know, we need mm-hmm. help and time to make those things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching through the music videos that you sent me, the short films that you sent me, I noticed that you may have an affection for horror films.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's your affinity for that?
Well, I started out, one of the first books that I read as a kid that wasn't required reading was Pet Sematary by Stephen King, and I've become a Stephen King fan ever since,
mm-hmm.
and him and Ray Bradbury. So, I love horror films. There's been a few years that I went through and did like a 30-day marathon and inspired by Jeremy Burgess, that was another filmmaker in Birmingham, I saw him do this, and I thought, I can do this. I can watch a horror film every day and review it at the end of the day. And Jennifer, my wife, was just so tired after like 10 days. I got to go in the other room. I can't watch any more horror films. But yeah.
What kind of elements of horror appeal to you most? Like, what makes you want to sort of make your own?
You know, it's kind of weird. I kind of like folk horror in a way, and I like things that are more psychological or Twilight Zone. Inspired,
mm-hmm.
Robert Eggers and Ari Aster have been two of the director that I've really enjoyed most. Like with Hereditary,
I still haven't seen that. I need to.
Have you seen that?
Not yet.
Yeah,
I will.
It's pretty intense. So psychological horror, but folk horror, things. And I've got a lot of ideas of, where just. The Salem Witch Trial type of thing. I know there was the witch that was done by Robert Eggers as well,
mm-hmm.
and that was really good. Yeah.
And I also noticed that there, like the coloring, can be monochromatic sometimes. Is that mm-hmm. is that an intentional choice or?
Monochromatic. Which?
It was the one that you said was the most beautiful one that you had shot. Most beautiful music video. The colors were blue and like a magenta sort of color, I think.
Oh boy, so yeah, those two colors tend to show up quite a bit. It wasn't Preston Watts, was it?
Gone
Missing?
Yes, it was Preston Watts.
I'm really proud of how that turned out with all the candles that we had at the dinner scene. The way we made him, because he's gone missing in his mind. So the idea that he would be in a conversation with people, but he's not there, he's not present. That's one thing that I'm always trying to do myself, is make sure that I'm present in the moment and not mm-hmm. thinking about the next thing I've got to do or what happened in the past. But it's the same thing with that song. So there's images that we have where you can see him. It may not be apparent at first, but if you go back and watch, you can see him in other places and he kind of fades away. Or he
and then it reappears in the background. Yeah,
right. So showing that he's there. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Preston, just an amazing singer, an amazing guy. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that.
Nice. And you said that the first, you said your first short film, Stranger in My Mirror, is what got you hooked into filmmaking. Is mm-hmm. that what you were talking about before?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was a really interesting film.
Yeah, some people still love that as the favorite thing that I've had the opportunity to work on. It does hold a special place in my heart. I was nervous. Trying to find
nervous people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I had this, I wrote the film, it was a very short film, but, came up with the idea of just going on a walk, and I thought to myself, what if I saw somebody in a mirror and I turned around and they weren't there? I thought, what would that mean?
Then they were, like, in real life right in front of you at some point.
Yeah, that showed up later. I was nervous because I'd never directed before, never mm-hmm. led a group of people and try to command respect on set. I still can't really, I'm just a different type of director, I guess. I can't really just tell people what to do forcefully, but I've learned to kind of work and collaborate with people. So it's been a lot of fun. That has kind of set the tone for everything I've done since then.
Do you still get nervous in any kind of way?
No, not so much. Not so much.
That's good.
You know, I feel like I understand how this works better. But am I learning? Yes, I'm always learning. I'm always making mistakes, and I'm trying to learn from that. Absolutely. But nervous, not so much anymore.
What's the most valuable thing that you've learned in filmmaking?
Teamwork. I mean, and learning to keep moving forward. That's one thing. I mean, looking back at what we've done is the only way we could have done this is just by moving forward and not stopping. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing I've learned about everything in my life is that with filmmaking, I would take every day, I didn't believe in 0 days. So every day was a non-zero day. So in other words, I would make sure that I would just do something related to filmmaking, whether it was having a conversation with someone like you about it, or just writing a log line for an idea I had, or editing, or actually shooting, or holding a meeting, or being part of a group. Every day I would do something related to filmmaking, and it pretty much has been that way ever since 2015.
You mentioned before that you have worked with Preston Watts. You've also worked with Hassel and One. You've worked with plenty of local bands here to shoot their music videos. From your perspective, what is the relationship between the local filmmaking community and the local music community?
I feel like we have a good start. I think there are several filmmakers who have been working with local musicians. But I would love to see more of that. I've got a lot of ideas that I just haven't followed through with yet. But I'm still focusing on the co-op with the 70 Short Film Race and with the Rocket City Short Film Festival. This past year, with the first year, we had it over 2 days. And instead of doing like 20 to 22, 23 films, we had over 77 films.
Okay.
And that included a whole block of just music videos. So that's kind of my segue into what I hope to maybe at some point I would love to have like a music video concert sort of thing where we can showcase music videos from artists and also have live performances of the artists out there performing together. So we have, I think it would really be a nice event to create.
It sounds like a great partnership with something like the Orion, like...
Yeah, that would be nice.
I would love to see that there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Shout out, Orion. Make it happen. Looking back on your career so far in filmmaking, what is your proudest moment, like your proudest project?
Wow, that's kind of hard to say. There's so many. Recently I just had a lot of fun working with Luna Coy. Working with them last year. That was our first official project we did as local color. Jennifer and I worked with this together with Ryan Shams as our camera operator. And that was a lot of fun because we did some underwater shots that we had never done before. So we had the opportunity to do that. So I'm kind of proud of the way that video turned out. It's more of like a folksy look on, I know I mentioned folk with horror, and that video had nothing to do with horror, but it does have that same kind of vibe at the beginning I would love to see in a folk horror film, maybe. But just this intro, the way we did all of that, I don't know if I sent that video to you or not.
You did.
So I'm really proud of the way the color grew. I guess that was kind of monochromatic, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And there are also, like, along the horror theme, there are some dark tones in these in these videos.
Yeah.
Dark lighting, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm really proud of some of the lighting we've done over the years with different projects. Lighting is huge. It makes a big impact on the way...
Emphasizes the emotion of the scene.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is new and next for you? What are you looking forward to in 2025?
Okay. Well, I mean, just went last Friday and back over to the Nut House Studios for Jimmy Nutt in Sheffield, Alabama. So it's great.
That's the one place in Sheffield I have not been.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that place. I love Jimmy. He wasn't able to be there when we were there Friday, so I missed him. I had a conversation with him last night. But we had the opportunity to do another live video session for Megan Knight from New Jersey.
I watched that. That was really cool.
And so, yeah, we did another... five more songs, and she's just amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. We're currently in post for that. basically, it's kind of wide open. You know, I don't have anything right now. My focus has been on the film co-op and the film festival, which has really grown a lot. So, you know, we may have another 70 to 80 films. So I've got to concentrate on that for October and the 72-hour film race. But in between that, you know, I'm just looking to hope to work with more local musicians and, mm-hmm. you know, the community to see what we can do to kind of help tell their story.
You've mentioned a few times that there is some growth happening in that community, in the local filmmaking community. And I've got to know, like, what kind of challenges come with that for you?
I haven't really thought about that, but I guess one challenge would be to make sure we kind of keep it down to earth, all of us in a collaborative movement. You know, as I said before, there's a lot of personality that come in. You know, some people, just naturally, they're just, you know, A-type personalities, and they wanna do everything, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Then you have people who are the other extreme. They just don't know how they can get plugged in. And as it grows, you know, more and more people want to come forward and be part of the community. I guess the biggest challenge is making sure that, you know, I and others in the community can equally divide our time to make everyone feel special, you know, and yeah. because they are, and try to find a way to help them achieve the goal they want. You know, and along those same lines, KB Singer.
Love KB.
Yeah, they've really helped. Taught me a lot, being part of the film festival, and KB's been big on the screenwriting front, and so we have this kind of 1-2 punch where they'll do the screenwriting workshop, and then I'll come in and we'll do the film workshop or something, and we'll have a guest speaker, I guess the challenge will be just trying to make sure we kind of keep it controlled and make sure that we just don't let it get too big on us, that we can't give it the quality and the time that we need to make sure that.
And keep the collaborations going,
exactly.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you would like to add? How can people find you on social media?
Okay. Look up the Alabama Filmmakers Co-op. We do have a page on Facebook. I need to make sure we move that over to Instagram. Rocket City Short Film Festival. I know we have an Instagram page, we have Facebook page. This year, I'm hoping to get KB's help to kind of make sure get more social media presence. But yeah, just reach out any way you can, and maybe whatever you share online, you can share some link to have them access me and the co-op, and we'll be happy to put you in touch.
Well, thank you, Alex, for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on board.